Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
John Cleary knows just how musical the idea of resilience is.
Bringing back the home of the greatest gift America gave the world. Jazz, funk, rhythm and blues and soul.
Piano and singer-songwriter John Cleary has heard and played the traditional music of old New Orleans for decades. It's a city he moved to from Kent, England at the age of 17. He also plays the music of the new city that New Orleans has become 10 years after the devastation of Hurricane Katrina. New Orleans, this land of tradition, also knows change, he says. It knows that nothing ever lasts. Great loves come and go. The seasons change. Even Katrina sculpted a city still vibrant and dysfunctional, a city still singing.
The city of New Orleans is the home of jazz, funk, rhythm and blues and soul. Riff shot, backbeat, second line, city street, sound of a big bass drum. The greatest gift, the greatest gift. Talking about jazz.
Some of the older figures from the rhythm and blues days of the 40s and 50s are gone today, but the sounds of Dr. John and James Booker still float down the avenues. John Cleary's new album, Go-Go Juice, which comes out tomorrow, is all about the city and the contributions of the funk and jazz sound to the New Orleans sound. John spent some time in our studio at the piano, which, as we learned, is a window on his soul. His soul, a four-piece jazz band.
Well, you got the drums going boom, chak, ba-da-ba-da-ba-boom, boom, boom, chak, which is like a basic kind of Dixieland groove, and then Pulse is 100 years old in New Orleans. Boom, chak, Street parade
so
music, and that's
great,
the music
yeah.
you second line to down the street on a Sunday afternoon. Yeah. Really, funk is an attitude, and it's a kind of a way of approaching rhythm. They call that Paki way in New Orleans. But that same rhythm is all over the Caribbean. You hear Cuban clave, you hear the way calypso music is played in Trinidad. A lot of dancehall music in Jamaica uses that same basic pulse. That kind of is like makes you fall from side to side, and that's kind of what makes you want to dance. If it's not funky, people like you don't want to dance to it.
So
you have four beats of a bar, and you might play. Like, you know. So that's really what funk is in the New Orleans context. It's to do with the syncopation. But like I say, they've been doing that for 100 years, for longer, really.
What were you like when you came to New Orleans as
a
greenhorn?
I was a kid, really. I left school early, got a job on a building site to save up money to come to New Orleans with. So I had to get a job, and so I got a job. Very lucky I landed on my feet. I was so lucky in retrospect, but I got a job at the Maple Leaf Bar. And James Booker was the resident piano player. And he also lived upstairs and was in the bar all day, hanging out because he got free drink. And I got a job painting the bar. So he would just sit and play piano to while away the time. And I'd be a few feet away on a ladder with a paintbrush, just soaking it in. And that's what I'd gone there for. I mean, I loved Dr. John's piano playing. And I went to New Orleans. My mission was to try and find out where he learned that stuff from.
Dr. John, did you encounter him shortly after you arrived there? Did you hang with him?
He wasn't living in New Orleans. I'd been there for quite a while, living in New York, I think, at that time.
Yeah.
But then after a while of being in New Orleans, I had to leave. My visa eventually ran out after many extensions. And And when I got back to England, funnily enough, I ended up landing a gig playing guitar in his band. He came over to England to do some shows, and I ended up playing guitar in his band. So that's how I got to know him, became friends with him, first of all.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah.
Give me a Dr. John lick.
Well, you know, there's the ones, I mean, the basic riff, that the very first riff that I heard that they all use is the basic, you know. I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the thing that really, really suckered me when I first kind of heard it. Mac, when he does that lovely thing with... I love that.
Is New Orleans still recovering?
Well, you know, it's yes, I suppose is the straight answer, but recovery suggests returning back to normal. So a couple of things. I mean, New Orleans was never normal to start with.
Mm.
The idea that is that people say, is it all fixed up now? And they say, well, it wasn't fixed up before the storm. Everything was completely dysfunctional. So it's not recovering, it's changing. So New Orleans, the big question is, what is New Orleans coming back as? How is the demographic change affecting the culture? And so, I mean, a lot of funky, poor neighborhoods that used to be right in the middle of the city were changed hugely. Treme, part of town called Treme, which was the oldest black neighborhood in the United States, used to be a dangerous place to go to, but it was a risk worth taking, I thought, for the music. You could go on one night, there were 5 joints within a 3-block radius that had brass bands playing funk. And so that's all gone.
Mm.
That's all gone. And a lot of the generation that produced the music that became known around the world as rock and roll, in New Orleans they call it rhythm and blues, in the 1940s and the 50s, that generation of musicians are the guys that I was lucky enough to learn from and play with in their bands when I was a kid. And they're all gone now, pretty much. And a lot of them they were old, but a lot of them, I think their demise was kind of hastened by all the stress and strain of Katrina, the aftermath of Katrina.
When this generation is gone in New Orleans and everything's, you know, recorded and sampleable and, you know, does music sort of leave the street, leave the dirt, leave the earth?
There's always going to be brass bands. I mean, that's alive and well, thank goodness. Even though there was a time when that nearly disappeared, I think for a lot of young people in the 70s, that was considered something pretty hokey and old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a tradition that's rooted in the 19th century that you can still hear
coming back
on the street corner. There was a band playing on the street corner down by the French Market on Sunday when I was on my bicycle cycling around. It sounded killer.
Yeah.
But there's no doubt that the tradition, the stuff that's been invented in New Orleans in the 2 big periods, the traditional jazz and rhythm and blues, what the contribution was so huge. You know, the ethnic folk music of New Orleans is funk. I mean, the folk music of New Orleans was so good that it became adopted by cultures all around the world and left an indelible mark on pop music all around the globe, and it's become the world's music now. But that big, that funky kick drum was invented in New Orleans. That funky backbeat, which is the central part of any popular music, they didn't invent it in New Orleans, but it was a much larger part of what they were doing down there. But all that kind of stuff came out of New Orleans. Other people messed with it, but in New Orleans there was this big culture. Changed the way music was played around the world, and that's the people of New Orleans.
Mm.
And I think really that kind of... We touched on that with one of the songs on the new record. There was a line after the in the song that's on the new album. It was inspired by something that Bonnie Raitt said. I was in Bonnie Raitt's band at the time Katrina happened, and the week afterwards, she said something one night that was quite poignant. She said, "You know, music, New Orleans music is the greatest gift America gave the world." And so I used that line in the song, but extended it to make the point. And the song, the line lyric is the heartbeat and the soul of the people of the city of New Orleans is the home of the greatest gift America gave the world. It ain't just the city, but it's the heartbeat of the people from that city. It's the people, that's the resource, the artistic resource from which this incredible gift came. ¶¶
John Cleary's album Go Go Juice is out tomorrow. To see a video of John performing right here in the Takeaway studio, visit thetakeaway.org. Respond to anything you heard on today's program, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or comment funkily at thetakeaway.org. If you want to take The Takeaway with you, subscribe to our podcast. You can find us on iTunes. Take us with you on your commute home from work. A great way to stay up on the news and to keep yourself thinking. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.